From the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, requesting authorization to enter into a catering and facility management services agreement with Grandview Management Inc., DBA Zilli Hospitality Group, for services at the Educational and Visitor Center at Berner Botanical Gardens in Whitnall Park.
Ms. Schlosser?
Chairman, supervisors, in the 2012 adopted budget, the Parks Department was mandated to issue a request for proposals for vendors interested in providing catering and facility management services at the Visitors and Educational Center in Berner Botanical Gardens at Whitnall Park. The goal of that, as stated in the adopted budget, was to help that facility become more self-sustaining. As a result, we did issue an RFP in August of 2012, and we had three vendors apply or submit proposals for this service. I'd like to draw your attention again. You have the final two RFP criteria sheets in front of you that is attached to your report. With that, I'll have Suzanne cover anything else that was not covered in the due diligence in regarding terms.
Ms. Carter?
I think that Mr. Lorela did a pretty good job covering the terms of the agreement. I just wanted to cover the process in a little bit more detail. As Laura mentioned, in August of last year, we issued an RFP for catering and facility management services for Berner Botanical Gardens. In September, the RFP committee was appointed by the Parks Department. And then in October, the RFP period closed. We did receive three proposals, including a proposal from Bartolotta's, which was the incumbent caterer, and a proposal from Zilli Hospitality Group. The RFP panel conducted interviews with these three entities. In November, the committee selected two finalists from these three entities. One was Zilli Hospitality Group, and one was Bartolotta's. They asked me to send out letters asking these two entities to submit best and final financial offers. We received these offers. The committee reviewed the interviews, the offers, their proposals, and they selected Zilli Hospitality Group as the final proposer. Interim Director Keegan approved this decision, and we sent out the rejection and award letters. Keith Trafton, the CFO of Bartolotta's, who is in the audience today, and I spoke numerous times after these letters were sent out, and he informed me a few times that Bartolotta's intended to appeal this decision, but because Corp Counsel had governed that under Section 110 of the Milwaukee County Ordinances, that appeals could not occur until a final contract was issued, they were unable to do so. In March, Corporation Counsel had reversed this decision and stated that RFP decisions by county departments could be appealed even if a final contract was not issued. I called Mr. Trafton, I informed him of this decision, and I sent him a letter under Section 110.04 of the county ordinances informing him of the reason for the committee's decision, which was basically that Zilli had made a superior financial offer. And I had basically informed him of that verbally a few times in the past. Mr. Trafton, in April, appealed this decision to the Administrative Determination Review Committee, and the Administrative Determination Review Committee ruled 3-0 that the process used by the Parks Department was appropriate.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm looking at the scoring sheet now.
Yes.
And I see the resolution breaks out what Zilli is doing. I'm looking at item B, revenue to the county. I see what Zilli did. Can you tell me what the Bartolotta offer was in each of the categories as I go through this? The lease, utility payments, capital improvements? Or is that in my package somewhere?
I don't think it is in your package, but I can tell you
I didn't see it, so.
The Bartolotta offer was, I believe it was $60,000.
Per year?
Per year. Wait a minute. I have it here. I'm sorry. Just a minute. Bartolotta's was the greater of $60,000 or 5% of food and beverage sales, excluding all profits from Nell's Cafe, and 40% of room rental sales, and they had also put 30% of room rental sales into a maintenance fund.
How much is Zilli paying for room rental?
They're giving all room rentals to the county.
And what do you I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, do I need to come back to you between every question?
No, no, please proceed.
Okay, thank you. And then you mentioned the greater of 60,000 plus the, what, 5% of beverage?
Or 5%.
Or.
Of food and beverage, yes.
Okay. What do you anticipate 5% of food and beverage would be?
If we're going on last year's, or 2011's revenue, it would be around $40,000 for food and around probably $14,000 for beverage.
Okay, and you've got some track record with Bartolotta because they're there now, so you can...
Yeah, we actually are very happy with both Zilli's and Bartolotta's. It was a very difficult decision for the committee not to go with Bartolotta's because they were a very good caterer. Justin Rodriguez was on the review panel. He was the DAS Capital Finance and Planning Analyst, and he made a spreadsheet, and he estimated how we would fare financially under both proposals, and he found under the 2011 revenue we would earn almost $200,000 more with Zilli's.
$200,000 per year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Has the history been with this contract 10 years? Because I mentioned earlier you said all the vendors would be five. Now this is 10.
Supervisor, Mr. Chair and Supervisor Stamper, yes. This was a different RFP. It was issued in August, and those were the lakefront vendor RFPs.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further questions by committee? We have a number of citizens who'd like to be heard on this or interested parties. I'll call you up one at a time again if you would limit your comments and attempt to avoid redundancy. Joe Bartolotta.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I don't have the same speech I had last time. I have it down quite a bit.
Is this Mr. Trafton?
Yes, sir.
Trafton. Keith Trafton. And the two of you are representing Bartolotta's, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Please proceed.
Well, thank you very much to Parks and Energy Environment Committee for allowing us the opportunity to speak. It's very important to us. We have a long-term relationship with the county. We have 17 years at Lake Park, 10 years at Berner Botanical, and 4 years at North Point. Focusing strictly on Berner Botanical, 10 years ago, we were approached with a problem. The county had partnered with the Friends. The Friends had no more money. The county had no more money to put into the facility. It was completely built, but there was no catering facility. So we were asked to make a large capital investment that seems to be overlooked in this whole process. But we put over $600,000 of our own money into this building. And for that, we received a 10-year lease with the anticipation of getting 2 5-year options. Now, it would be hard-pressed for me to put $600,000 into a facility for a 10-year deal. So we did that fully thinking that we'd have an additional option that was never even offered to us. So yes, we did pay some reduced rent. The 2011 numbers that were just quoted were based on a reduced rent, but the way it was set up 10 years ago was we were going to recoup our $600,000 through a slightly decreased rent. And at the end of 10 years, the rent would obviously have to be adjusted through a negotiation. So based on that information, we moved forward. Now, we were there for 10 years, and we made the investment, and we started at zero. There was zero business there, nothing. Nothing existed there. We lost money the first 4 years. I can tell you that last Sunday, we did 1,300 people for Mother's Day, and there were a lot of smiling faces and a lot of people brought to the gardens because of our brand and our reputation and the quality of our product. We've been a long-term partner with the county. We function at a very high level of integrity. We've never had any issues whatsoever with the county. We love the gardens. We treat the building as our own. It's highly maintained. The equipment is virtually brand new. It's spotless, and we're really proud of that. We've scored perfect scores on every health inspection. So we were reached out, as was spoken to earlier, about doing an RFP. We were actually surprised because we thought we were going to be approached for an extension or an option to extend. I agree that nothing technically was probably done wrong with the process, although I do have some issues with some of the information that maybe not be out there. I think the selection committee in general, as was spoken to in our previous meeting, had a lack of knowledge of the vendor and the vendors because they wanted it to sort of be a non-biased decision. From my perspective, I think having knowledge of your partner for 10 years is very important. It speaks largely to integrity and honesty and quality of a product. The RFP is broken down in four components. 40% is partner qualification, 50% is quality of the product, 10% is marketing, and 35% of the proposal is financial. 35% is financial. So according to the scorecard, we won three out of the four criteria. We won partner qualifications, quality, and marketing. We lost on the financial side. The total difference based on the scoring was 3 points. In my opinion, anybody can buy a piece of business. If I was looking for a long-term partner, there are other issues that come to play, and those other issues matter as far as the partnership is concerned. If this proposal is really about finding the best partner, we believe the selection committee gave too much weight on the financial side of the RFP. Remember, it was only 35%, and we won the other three at 65%. If, in fact, we lost the RFP by 3 points, we urge the committee to reconsider the decision by the selection committee and consider a 10-year existing relationship that currently exists with an honest, highly respected partner who values the relationship versus a new vendor who has already altered existing agreements with the county and scored lower on 3 out of 4 criteria. This decision is far too important not to take seriously and not to take another look at. A 10-year commitment is a big deal. With a new vendor who simply paid more, or a partner who took a risk 10 years ago, invested $600,000 of his own money, built the business over 10 years, been a model and perfect partner over those 10 years, and continues to perform at a very high level, which brings pride to the gardens as well as the county. I believe that we, the Bartolotta Restaurants, are the best partner for the county could have and will continue to be a role model for partnerships going forward. I'm sorry. We urge the committee to reconsider their selection. I know it will be a very difficult choice and a very difficult thing to do, but this is very important. This is a 10-year deal. Again, anybody can buy a piece of business, but long-term, can they deliver? We already are.
Mr. Trafton, things you'd like to add?
Yeah, and I'll make my comments very brief. Joe spoke from emotion because he invested 10 years of his life into that property. I want to speak a few of the technicalities of the agreement, not to overcome. I echo Joe's comments that we appreciate our partnerships at our properties. We value them today, and we will value them tomorrow regardless of the outcome. And we understand the precarious situation. A few technical items that we would allow me just a little latitude. The extension, as the county suggested earlier, we had in our agreement in October 2002 with the county executive, not even with the parks, that the county executive allowed us the opportunity to have 2 5-year extensions. As Suzanne Carter mentioned earlier, that extension was not provided, and whether it's legal or not, I guess, could be one for the courts, but I would ask if that's the right business approach. That's our first argument that we offer, and we suggest that the board consider. The second element, just from small technical items specific to Mrs. Carter, Ms. Carter had with the 2011 revenue calculation, I believe that she was taking from that some numbers we provide to them for calculations for the amortization of some of the initial build-out. And I believe that's correct. I hadn't talked to San about that. If that is the case, those numbers are low because we take out community-based events such as the brunch of which Joe just spoke to and the fish fries in that amortization. The amortization weaned out. 100% of it was provided back to the county. But the revenues would be slightly higher than Ms. Carter had in her calculation. So that's just something in consideration. And the final thing, purely from a business perspective, we put together a proposal, certainly with the economics in mind, no doubt, but the county has told us over the last 10 years, and I believe we have responded to, is give a fair economic return to the county, but at the same time have a good quality product and a product that's approachable for the marketplace. We know we've done that. We believe we've done that. We certainly respect Zilly's, but for us, it's very difficult to see that large of an income stream to go to rent and still deliver on those 65% over the 10 years of a high quality and a high delivery of service. And that's a large 10-year commitment that we've demonstrated, and we've put together a financial package that enriches the county. And we, echoing Joe's comments, we urge you to take in consideration and at least reconsider this lease. Thank you.
Questions by committee, Supervisor Borkowski, then Supervisor Rainey.
Okay. First, excuse me. Mr. Bartolotta, how is your health?
My health is awesome. Thank you for asking. A new kidney does wonders for one's outlook on life. So thank you.
Well, you're a young guy.
I am a young man.
We need you around in this community, so I'm very grateful.
I would love to be part of Burner.
Okay. Mr. Bartolotta and his partner have made some great points. I am curious as, and I guess let me, the fact is I've been around more than 10 years, and I remember when that facility at Burner was, I'm not going to say last legs, but it was hurting. It was hurting. It was a brand new building, and I'm not sure how many of you were around, but that whole debt service, the whole process, I don't want to get into personalities, but there was a friends group out there that kind of walked away, left the county holding the bag, all right? And 10 years ago, Bartolotta did step up. And I remember that. So, I mean, I don't think that that should just be poo-pooed or forgotten or whatever. I guess I wasn't aware of the $600,000 commitment that you put in for the kitchen.
We actually bought everything there. Tables, chairs, china, glass, silverware, exhaust hoods, walk-in coolers, freezers, dishwasher, everything. And that still remains, for the most part, property of the county. And, you know, to walk away after 10 years and just hand it over to a new vendor is, again, a little bit of a bitter pill. I'm sorry.
Well, and in fairness, okay, the Zilly people have taken some hits themselves. All we have to do is talk about the O'Donnell Park parking structure and what happened there, and they had made a huge investment. And I understand that. And I guess what it leads me is, I'm not sure if it's right protocol or whatever, but it would seem to me in circumstances like this, with the Parks Department, with two outstanding homegrown vendors. Okay? This is different than what we're going to be talking about in item 17. But you've got two people that are, these are local people.
He's actually Waukesha County.
Well.
Sorry. Not Milwaukee County.
Fair enough. But both of you have a lot of service to Milwaukee County that maybe guys like me haven't been too appreciative, but I am grateful. And I guess I'm asking the Parks Department, you know, with all of the different things that we have that's available, and Zilli's got some and Bartolotta's got some or whatever, I'm just trying to figure out, is there a way that, you know, and this voting was so close, is there some way that there can be some trades or whatever that to even this out? I think that there's got to be some kind of exception for local people, people who have been our friends for a long time, okay, that have been with us, and I talked about Zilli, and I talked about Bartolotta, you know, I know that we have to chase the almighty dollar. I understand that. And, it, you know, our constituents say, well, $200,000 more, that's an easy answer. Well, you know what? You got two people in this community that have been around for us for a long time. And is there some way, Solomon-like, that both parties can be happy? Now, obviously, you got to have one person at the burner. But, I mean, with all of the other things that we have available in concessions and in their industry, I'm asking, is it possible? Is it feasible? Is there some way that we can people can share, people can, you know, obviously our world is winners and losers, but you know what? Something like this needs to have some actual reconsideration. And I guess I would like to know from the Parks Department if there's any thought to that, if there's any, I mean, is this just cut and dried? It's just burner, this is it, too bad, so sad.
Mr. Keegan, would you like to respond to that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan, Interim Director of the Parks Department. First off, I'd like to thank Joe and Keith for the past 10 years. I came here in 2004, and that was when the Friends Group issue was really blowing up, and that spent a lot of time working with these guys of trying to figure out how to put this together. As Laura stated in the 2012 budget, the Parks Department was directed to put this out as in a competitive RFP to see if there were more dollars to be achieved from the facility. We followed that process. We followed that directive, developed the process, implemented the process, advertised it, and came out with what we felt was, you know, a criteria and a number that was defendable. And, you know, both of these entities have been great partners with us. So, and like you said, there are winners and there are losers. I look forward to the continued relationship that we have with the Bartolotta Group up at Lake Park, up at North Point. If there are other opportunities, I would love to explore them with them. I don't know if we have that type of facility that would drive the demand that they would need. And so, you know, I don't know how I would go about evaluating, you know, and finding a different type of facility that other people may have interest in.
You can take Joe. I still have the floor, but Joe has a comment.
Mr. Bertolotta?
Yes, thank you. Again, we've been in the building for 10 years. We know what the building can generate financially. We know what's a realistic expectation of what the building can generate. And, you know, respectfully, as I said earlier, you can throw money at anything and win it. Whether you can live up to the standards that have been established, the quality of the product, the community involvement, all those other things are question marks. And, you know, we made this proposal in a black box. We had very little knowledge of what our competitor was submitting. We thought we offered something that was fair. We didn't know the expectations were so heavily weighted on the financial, because in the RFP it said 35%. And that to me seemed reasonable, because I was actually excited to see 35%, because it means that you guys got it. You understood that it's a component of it, but it's not the end all of it. And to me, a partnership is about more than just dollars. And you know, it breaks my heart. I'm sitting here being, you know, as honest and straightforward as I can be.
Mr. Chairman, I know I still have the floor.
You do.
So, Mr. Keegan, I guess if I heard you correctly, there isn't maybe in your eyes or your team's eyes some Solomon-like approach. You don't have anything that, and you know, and I don't know legality. I mean, I realize you have bids, and you know, and then people see what others have bid and that kind of stuff. We get into the whole legal thing, and I'm totally cognizant of that. However, I think that this circumstance is somewhat different in the sense as, and I'm not going to reiterate everything, but you've got two people that have been with us a long time and have helped this County Parks Department out for many, many years. And it would just seem to me that somehow, some way, we could find a way that they both win. I don't know what that is. You know, this is going to sound crazy, and people probably, and it's not meant to be a joke, funny, ha ha. But you know, part of me says, why couldn't we alternate years for the next 10 years? Bartolotta gets the even years, and Zilli gets the odd years. I mean, you know, I guess I'm looking and to see what is there something out there that it doesn't have to be so darn black and white.
Anything further?
No.
Supervisor Rainey, then Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Barlotta, in regards to your $600,000 personal investment, how much of that do you believe you recouped over the years, if any?
It was designed to recoup after 10 years, so we recouped it all.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Through a reduced rent mechanism. That's why it seemed artificially low.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
The $600,000, as long as we're on that topic, is that in the nature of like permanent improvements that are now going to stay at the property that will be used by the new vendor?
For the most part. We have an inventory list of what existed when we made the initial purchase. Over a 10-year period, we've added inventory. We've added things to it that are our property, and provided the worst happens, we will remove. So,
if I may add real quickly, outside of that $600,000 investment, comparable to how the Zilli proposal puts a $75,000 stipend at the end of the 10th year, I believe, throughout the length of the contract, and I would believe the county would recognize this, we also have made investments on our own choice without a contract, such as painting the halls, investing in carpet and things of that nature over the years that that are just improvements on the building that otherwise a landlord would pay. So most recently we repainted in 2012, our understanding that this contract is out to bid. We repainted at the expense of about $15,000,
$16,000,
somewhere at
Burner Hall.
Thank you. And then you referenced an agreement of some kind with the former county executive. I assume that was Governor Walker at the time.
Yes, sir.
And about additional 5-year extensions. Do you have anything in writing?
I do. I've got a copy. I should actually have distributed it. Specifically, and I'm happy to provide that the agreement shall be extended up to a maximum of 2 5-year terms by mutual agreement of the parties under identical terms and conditions except otherwise provided under the paragraphs that deal with compensation. So as we read that, there'd be a one-on-one discussion with respect to compensation, and that did not occur. Later on it says that the county can give notice within 6 months, otherwise it automatically renews. And Mr. Kuglich did provide that notification, that 6-month notification. We just were not provided the opportunity to discuss in good negotiation the extensions. And that's something we built the model on 10 years ago.
And then, if I can, Mr. Chair, ask Mr. Keegan, you aware of that written agreement, and what do you think about it?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I was aware of the existing contract that we had with the Bartolotta Group. I was also aware of the directive of the adopted 2012 budget that directed the Parks Department to put it out for an RFP. As Keith said, there was a 6-month window that we had to notify them of what our intent was. We did that. We put it out on the street. We followed the directive of the adopted budget.
Yeah, but did we follow the lease agreement from 2002 when this was originally entered into?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I don't have that lease language directly in front of me, but it says...
Well, and I'm also wondering if our attorney has had a chance to look at that.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors,
Mr.
Kuglich from Mr. Paul Kuglich from Corporation Counsel is right here, former Parks staff who was involved with this process.
Fancy meeting you here.
Mr. Kuglich.
Chairman, committee members, Paul Kuglich, now Principal Assistant Corporation Counsel, at the time the Contract Services Officer for the Parks Department. Chairman, supervisors, at the time the county was looking at the lease for the Bartolotta Group at Berner in relation to the 2012 budget, and seeing as how the lease was coming to an end, the initial lease term, we had essentially two options. We had the option of sitting down with the Bartolotta Group and renegotiating that compensation portion. The other option was to essentially terminate the lease like we did and issue the RFP. It was the pleasure of the 2012 adopted operating budget that directed the Parks Department to take the avenue of terminating the lease. So as the lease provided for, I gave a 6-month notification to the Bartolotta Group and an RFP was issued. So there was two paths we followed, could have followed, and we chose, as a county, we chose the path of termination.
Okay, so you're advising us as the board that we have in all ways complied with the terms and conditions of that prior lease.
That's correct.
Thanks. And just one last question for Mr. Bartolotta then. I've got the scoring here, 35% of revenue. You have to recognize $200,000 a year is a lot, right? I mean, you won on these other categories, not by a lot, but I think there was a recognition of your reputation and your service and your, you know, just the quality of your product. But, you know, as we sit here as a committee, it's really hard for us to leave $200,000 a year for the next 10 years on the table. I mean, you can understand that, can't you? You're a businessman.
Supervisor, I do not disagree with that. I will tell you that numbers on a paper don't actually always happen. And we've been there 10 years. We know what the facility can do. We know what the standards are. And again, you can throw a number out there, whether you achieve it. His numbers are based on percentages. It took 10 years to build it up to its current level. We know what it can do. I'm suspect whether it can do more than that, provided that we weren't allowed to go outside of the facility and into the gardens. There was a restriction saying that we couldn't do catering really on the lawn or any of the outdoor areas. We tried very hard to increase the revenue, but you know, we were restricted because we weren't allowed to go into the gardens or the Rose Garden or the Grand Mall or any of those things. Occasionally there was a very special exception. The CEO of Kohl's wanted to have his daughter married, and so we got an exception to put a large tent up. But, you know, other than that restriction, you know, there's only so many Saturdays in a year. We know what it can do. And there's very little corporate business there. And we created business by doing, you know, Easter brunches and Mother's Day brunches and Sunday brunches and fish fries. We did everything we could to drive more revenue into that place. We have three salespeople in-house who work it every day and field calls. We have 8 full-time employees stationed at that facility every day, 8. So we run it the way we run our restaurants, a very high-quality, very high-performing operation. And, yeah, I could buy frozen product and throw it in the deep fryer. I could do that, but that's not who we are. And I could find shortcuts that will make me more money. But that's not who we are as a company. You know, and so I understand your dilemma. It's a big one. And, you know, again, had we had an opportunity to negotiate, again, we negotiated in a black box. We had no idea what you were looking for or how much money you wanted to get. You know, clearly had we been approached, we would have been more flexible. But it was like, well, we had no idea what to even propose. I think our proposal was fair. We went up over $100,000 a year from what we were paying, and I think that's a big jump.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Bartolotta. It sounds like you've been good tenants over the past 10 years, and we appreciate that. I was going to ask if the budget directive for the 2012 budget were something that legally overrode the lease agreement, but I believe that Supervisor Staskunas' questions to corporate counsel answered that. I do see our Director of Procurement in the back of the room, Mr. Chairman, and I have a few questions that you may find suitable for him, if you so choose. My first is if there are any costs to the county that may not be demonstrated in a fiscal note or in any of the documents before us as attachments on this topic when we change from one vendor to another.
Would our procurement director like to come forward and be responsive to those questions? Please introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Hi, good morning. My name is Patrick, and my last name is Lee.
And may I ask for clarification of the question again?
Of course. My question is if there are any costs to the county to change from one vendor to another. So, for example, I see that when we look at the scoring, the scorecard that says, you know, what are the qualifications or the revenue to the county or the marketing plan and their quality of the product, those are all things that are taken into account. But I'm wondering, you know, with all of that held constant, what does it cost the county, if anything, to go through the process of changing vendors in a situation like this? I mean, we've heard about, you know, refrigerators or upgrades, et cetera. Does the county incur a cost to assist or guide or do something different with the contracting or even the physical movement from one vendor to another?
Mr. Lee?
Yes, Chairman and Supervisors. I think that's a question specific to this particular acquisition and probably could be best answered by the acquiring party, the Department of Parks. Globally, the answer could be yes and it could be no, and it would require specificity in regards to the specific acquisition. So I guess I would defer my answer on this not being familiar enough with this specific acquisition and probably, again, could be addressed by the acquiring party.
Mr. Keegan, would you like to take a crack at this?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, due to the way the transition from one entity to the other entity is set up and the time that's in between there, the Parks Department does not anticipate having any cost associated with it. The Zilli Group is moving forward with their bookings and that. The Bartolotta Group is fulfilling their bookings. The transition will happen at the end of a calendar year, and We anticipate no dollars coming from the Parks Department.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, my second question is also for the Procurement Director. You've been in your position for a while now, hopefully adjusting well. And
yes.
Congratulations and welcome again. I'm curious if hearing some of the arguments and the concerns and the questions on this specific item would lead you to think that there are any ways that we need to look at changing our procurement process in the future to simplify things so that in the future we don't have such debates or claims of we have a vendor in place, we have a new vendor possibly coming in, where it seems that even though on paper it makes sense to change vendors, that there would be some other element added to the procurement process, and or if that's even legal.
Mr. Lee.
Chairman and Supervisors, I hesitate to provide off-the-cuff responses to a question as significant as that. But that being said, I think one of the items that is clear here today is through corporate counsel and the Department of Parks did clarify the protest procedure as it relates to Chapter 110. So I believe that Supervisor Alexander, a positive that came out of this acquisition is a clear understanding of the processes related to Chapter 110 and coming before you now is a clean acquisition, that the process was followed. To the question in regards to providing departments more latitude in regards to negotiation agreements freehand outside of an RFP process, I would certainly be interested in opening that up for conversation and across the county, so that but having said that, the RFP process is, as stated, providing all people within the community an opportunity to bid on the opportunity that was presented to provide catering services. And as stated, it, I hate to say it is what it is, but it's a difficult situation saying goodbye to a vendor that has provided outstanding services. But they both entered into the competitive business arena understanding this. So I'm not sure if that answered your questions, but certainly different ways of acquiring products and services for the county. But again, these are offhanded comments that on the spur of the moment.
Thank you. I understand your reasoning for being careful in your choice of words. I'll plan to follow up with you offline. I'm interested over the medium term going forward in reviewing our procurement procedures and our ordinances related thereto to ensure that we can find a more proper balance, or a more comfortable balance, as it were, going forward, to make sure that there is not undue favoritism on any vendors in our procurement, but at the same time that we are making some common sense decisions if there is a history of good service or other investment issues involved that may not be displayed on a scorecard. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Further questions by committee members? Supervisor Haas, then Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if the interim parks director could tell us if he's acting on was acting on orders from the county executive, the current county executive, and also he said, excuse me, Mr. Keegan, you said this came via the budget, 2012 budget. I do not remember serving on. I have served on the finance committee now, and I helped pass that budget on the committee level. Was that part of the exec's office's proposed budget?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I don't know. I don't recall the details on the if it was proposed or the recommended, or, you know, I know it came out of the adopted budget. But as for working with the current county executive, he had no hand or any dealings with this matter at all. You know, I informed him after, you know, the RFPs, this is our recommendation in that. But it was just following the RFP process, you know, with the blackout times and all that. And so that would be negative.
I think in terms of clarification, was there any directive issued to issue the RFP process as opposed to entering into negotiations that we discussed?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the directive came from my discussions with former contract supervisor or contracts guy, Paul Kuglich, when he was working with the Parks Department, of what the legality of the adopted budget was, which directed us to go for to put it out for an RFP.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee? Oh, Supervisor Stamper, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It appears we have a case of quality versus revenue, so I'm interested in our county relationship with Zilli in reference to their quality.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we've had a long-term relationship with the Zilli Hospitality Group at the Coast Restaurant, providing catering services at the Miller Room within O'Donnell Park, at the Harbor Lights Room within the Transit Center, at the Mitchell Park Domes for, I think that's probably going on about 5 years now, and they've been a great partner. They have always been there. They've always, you know, assisted us with the marketing, and always, you know, paid their rents on time, and have been open with us. You know, like I said before, I think they're both great entities. I personally thank Joe for everything that his company has done for Burner. I think they're a great company. I think of them as personal friends. You know, there's a criteria that we are told to follow. We followed it, we put it through the filter, and this is the recommendation that came out.
Okay. With the $600,000 investment, who retains property? Do they retain the property, or does the county?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the $600,000 investment was the kitchen was a shell when they walked in. They furnished the kitchen. As Mr. Bartolotta stated, there was a rent reduction for them to amortize those costs over the first 10 years, and now they become a county asset.
Okay. Questions for you and Mr. Bartolotta. Do you feel that $600 investment was conducive to the 10-year contract, reduction in rent?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors.
Do you think it was fair?
I think the Bartolotta Group was recouped their investment, okay. as Joe stated earlier, through rent reductions.
Okay. Mr. Bartolotta, what about you? How do you feel about that?
Well, thank you for the question. Again, it'd be hard-pressed to make that kind of investment without thinking that there would be a longer opportunity to pay it back. And we did pay it back in 10 years. Not given the opportunity to negotiate for any extensions, we would have loved to have that opportunity but never got it. I can't complain about the process and how it worked. It was beneficial for both. The county didn't have the money at the time. We were able to get the money. So the rent number that you look at also on the back end had a large annual payment that we made to take care of that debt that we took out on that building. So, although part of the rent we paid to you, actually we were paying back. So there was, we actually netted out a much higher rent than we actually had. I can't complain about, recouping our investment, but now we're hoping that we can move forward and really see the fruits of our labor.
Okay. Mr. Taft? Yeah, you mentioned...
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure you agree. So you mentioned something about the revenue would have been higher if certain things were calculated. How much higher do you expect? And
sure.
And also in relation to what
Mrs. Carter
calculated.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not privy to what that calculation was, so I'm speaking to when we did the modeling on our side and we did the mathematics. We projected the F&B, or food and beverage, to be approximately $1.5 million. I believe the number you would have calculated been 1.1-ish, if I was doing the math quickly in my head.
Mm-hmm.
We had the privy of seeing the Zilli contract after the last committee meeting, so we did the calculation. They still are higher. My spread was about $130,000. It wasn't $200,000. Again, as Mr. Barla mentioned, this is all a supposition on ultimately what happens because it is percentage rent. It's not a flat fee. With all due respect to Mr. Keegan, I think the first year is typically a startup. You typically don't get that run rate that you'd expect. As smooth as a transition would be, I think there'll be a little bit of a dip. I wouldn't expect to have a straight rate.
Okay.
And one more point of clarification. With the four-year losses, I wish I had brought my balance sheet. With the four-year losses, the initial loss was about, my recollection is about $400,000, so it's about $1 million recoup. We were slightly above break even when you include the operating losses from the first 4 years.
With a catering facility, there's a long lead time. In other words, brides typically book upwards of 18 months or 2 years out, some less, some a little bit more. But, it's not like you open your doors in a catering facility and you're busy right away. It doesn't happen. So, the first 4 years were very, very lean. And we did absorb a lot of losses as well as our investment. And so I think that's a point to be taken. I guess in closing, I would urge the committee to consider at the very least a layover for more debate and more conversation on this issue. And at the very best, I would like the opportunity to negotiate and like we felt we would have had an opportunity to do. Again, we negotiated and threw out a number there that we thought was fair. If it isn't, it'd be nice to know that, and that's what negotiation is all about.
Okay. One more question. Question for corporate counsel. Are they available? Yes, sir. The process is, excuse me, the process is an award letter is presented, and then a denial letter is presented to the company that did not receive the contract. So, if it was reversed by the board, are there any legal transgressions?
Well, essentially, the item before you right now, Chairman, Supervisors, the item before you right now is to approve the contract with the Zilli Hospitality Group, which is the result of that RFP process. So, as Joe stated, you have the option of laying this over for more discussion if you'd like. You certainly have the option of making a motion to accept or to reject. The legal ramifications, I guess if you, in any case, whether you accept or reject, there's always the opportunity for the aggrieved to take this to court, potentially for litigation. And that would, of course, be at their option.
Okay.
And the contract hasn't been approved yet, though, right?
The contract has not been approved.
So there is no contract.
Right. The contract is before this body to make a decision on whether it wants to approve the contract or not.
Okay. So I'm just... okay, I think you answered. So if we did not approve it... it'll go back through the whole RFP process, or would there be an opportunity for both companies to negotiate on what they didn't know they could have negotiated on?
Well, I mean, that's part of the public bidding statute. It's to give both parties an opportunity to submit their proposal, which they did. Also, in this case, a best and final offer were extended to each proposer. The intention of doing that is so they don't know what the other is doing. So we get the best proposal, whether it be in a construction format as the lowest possible bid or in a revenue share agreement as the highest. Certainly other qualifications came into play in this RFP process. But we don't negotiate with one, allowing the other to recognize what the other one is providing. So there's not that type of back and forth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Rainey, then Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Chairman. This is quite the dilemma. I think that we may need a taste test challenge in order to decide exactly who we should go with. So I will motion that we get some samples from both Barlottas and Zimmer to figure this thing out. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. I fear I'd be unable to decide if that was the basis for it. I'd go to food coma and it's all over. I was also wondering, I think Mr. Kuglich had answered, in part answered one of my questions I had. You know, this is the RFP process. We have the decision of that process before us on both this end. The other matter, which I believe many people are present to talk about, I don't know that this, being this the RFP, it is not a call for negotiation once it is the decision has been made. I'm asking that to perhaps Mr. Kulich. Is that a correct statement, that this is not a call for negotiation once the decision has been made?
Chairman, committee members, that's correct. The selection panel, after reviewing the initial proposal, then reviewing the best and final offers, made its decision.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Mr. Kulich. Mr. Bartolotta, sir, I've not had a lot to say to this point, but I share my colleague's troubled mind, the string of the issues over this. I, too, sir, recognize that you have poured a tremendous amount of time and blood and sweat and tears. I'm not sure how much of those you had, but that's not the important thing there. You have done it, sir, and I am grateful for it. I've enjoyed your restaurants even before I was a member of this distinguished body. So
thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Bartolotta. This is a curious decision we have to make, Mr. Chairman. So thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Your testimony is appreciated.
Thank you for the opportunity of spending so much time with you.
Sure. And I've permitted a great deal of latitude.
My soul has sort of purged a little bit. So.
the complexity of this issue and the need to respond to committee members' questions, I think, was we would have been remiss not to permit this to go as far as it has in terms of consuming the committee's time. We have yet to hear from representatives from the Zilli Hospitality Group. Mr. Paul Roche, if you would come forward. Are you gentlemen coming forward together? Todd Garvins, is it?
Yes.
And would you identify yourselves?
Sure. So we have the Paul Roche, I'm the Director of Sales and General Manager of the O'Donnell Park Complex downtown. I'm also a partner with the Zilli Hospitality Group.
Todd Garvins, Director of Business Development for Zilli Hospitality Group.
Very good. Again, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I will try to be brief with my comments. We are not disputing Mr. Bartolotta's reputation and his restaurants. He is a very good, solid operator in Milwaukee, no question about it. He has very solid marketing, great brand recognition, and he's got a good working business model. We are a great caterer, both off-premise and on-premise, and we have been recognized both locally and nationally. To speak to the deliverables, we are also a member of the top group of caterers throughout the United States. It's a group called Top Gun. 40 of the top caterers from the United States are elected, and we are one of those 40 members in the major metropolitan areas based on your revenue in your market or your industry leadership. We attend conferences and we bring those ideas back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we take that to our clients. We have been a solid partner for Milwaukee County, too, over 16 years. We started back in 1997. So we have a long history with Milwaukee County, and we have proven over and over again that we are and have been and will continue to be a solid partner. No matter what venue opportunity was given to us, we have been able to show increased events, increased sales, increased revenues, and how that relates back to Milwaukee County is increased revenue through commissions, through rent, through parking, through room rentals. We've helped with marketing and sales initiatives, as Mr. Keegan had pointed out to before. I think it's well been documented, the changes and challenges specifically downtown at O'Donnell Park over the last 10 years, what we've been through and how we've came out of it. I speak to Mr. Bartolotta's point as far as taking pride in the venues that we've operated for the last 10, 15, and 16 years respectively. Evidence today, we have a crew of people downtown painting the elevator lobby in the O'Donnell Park area that takes abuse from the tenants from the Betty Brin Children's Museum. It's not in our lease. It's not covered. It's something that the landlord should be providing, and we do it every year at no charge just to keep the property clean. Like I said before, we've been a good partner with Milwaukee County, and I think it's been well documented as well, the financial outlay that we've put in together, $250,000 in improvements to the Mitchell Park domes 5 years ago when that building was also dilapidated and breaking down, $140,000 to upgrade the Miller Room 7 years ago, and $50,000 outside of the contract to update the Harbor Lights Room 3 years ago, when there was no money left for Milwaukee County to update that venue and keep it beautiful so that we could continue to book in brides. We operated in the same black box that Mr. Bartolotta did, and we had no idea what the process was going to be and what the offer should be out there. So that's what we did. We put the RFP out. We put our best financial offer out there, and through the process, we were awarded the contract. Other than that, we can deliver. It's been well documented, and what I tell my potential brides and the people that I meet with downtown, don't take my word for it, don't take our word for it, take our clients' word for it. Go online, check us out. Social media is huge. There's so many powerful testimonials out there about what we do, the quality of our work, and how we can deliver day in and day out. Besides that, numerous local and national awards and accolades. So, to put it in summary, we followed the RFP process. We were happy in November when it was awarded to us. 2 weeks ago, the appeal was upheld, and we're looking forward to just moving forward with this process so that this board or this committee can vote and put Zilli Hospitality Group inside a Borner. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments, sir?
I just wanted to address Supervisor Stamper's comments on quality. And obviously, we're not a restaurant business, so it's hard for people to get exposed to what we offer our clients, what we do, unless you come to a special event, a wedding, corporate event, or the like. And so, like Mr. Ross said, we really let our clients do the speaking for us. And I brought, if you're any of one's interested, 80 pages of over hundreds and hundreds of testimonials from our clients and what we deliver. I have letters from our peers across the nation that we serve and speak to about our abilities and capabilities and what the industry it really needs to develop itself, both locally and nationally. And that's why we're often invited as speakers to our national conference. So I brought all these documents along, happy to leave them, happy to leave the testimonials, happy to leave the letters from our peers from across the country that really speak to what we're all about and what we do at Zilli Hospitality Group.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper?
If you don't mind, Mr. Chair, thank you. I'd like him to read one out of any page.
Sure. This is from Bill Bertha, President of U.S. Bank, for example. We do a lot of events for Mr. Bertha. I've had the pleasure of working with Zilli Hospitality Group throughout the last 5 years. They have served as our hospitality partner for a variety of significant high-profile functions. ZHG has coordinated food, beverage, entertainment for our annual July 3rd evening celebration held at O'Donnell Park. Each year we invite our most important partners and clients to join us for a great view of the fireworks show while enjoying food and beverage from atop O'Donnell Park. Since we began working with ZHG in 2004, our guests continue to tell us how much they enjoy themselves. In addition to the fun, it serves an important business function, helping us solidify relationships and build new ones. ZHG manages the myriad of details extremely well, ensuring nothing is overlooked or forgotten. I am consistently impressed by their attention to detail and ability to manage such a large and multifaceted event. Importantly, they also help us review and keep track of what worked and what didn't, so we can continue to improve year after year. Most recently, we looked to ZHG to help us continue the tradition of quality with an eye toward value. They came through again, creating our best event yet that was very cost-effective, all without compromising quality or service compared to past events. Most recently, ZHG has also handled the corporate catering for the U.S. Bank Golf Championship event the last 2 years. This is going back 4 years. This annual golf tournament involves significant coordination of food and beverage at a variety of tented locations across the course. They simultaneously managed up to 20 diverse events of varying levels, which range from large corporate events with hundreds of guests to much smaller, exclusive groups. They handled them all extremely well. In addition, ZHG has also proven their skills at successfully marketing the tournament, helping to increase attendance and raise the profile of this distinctly Milwaukee event. We have chosen ZHG and will continue to work with them because they do so much more than simply provide food and beverage. They have created entire experiences that support our business and our brand, in addition to serving food and beverage that consistently exceed our expectations. Their level of service and professionalism is unmatched in this market. ZHG has proven to be an invaluable partner to U.S. Bank. We look forward to working with them on many more successful and memorable events.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Following that commercial break, what is the pleasure of the committee in this matter? Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, and in fairness, Mr. Chairman, I compliment the Zilli people for being proactive and bringing a half-inch thick resume, if you will, of compliments. And I am certain that the Bartolotta people could do the same. Okay, they just didn't bring that stack, if you will. In fairness, I want to just share, I remember two radio commercials that Mr. Bartolotta has done that I think are very, very cool from a customer service standpoint. One was the elderly couple that waited to get a specific table, and it wasn't in the best view. Mr. Bartolotta had said, I'd give you the better view, and they said no, they wanted a table that I believe they got engaged at 60 years ago. So, I mean, that was a cool commercial. The other commercial was a group of people came, and Mr. Bartolotta decided to send somebody out to get disposable cameras so that they all could have treasures from that evening. So my point is that I know that both of these entities have outstanding stories, and I just wanted the public and everybody else to hear that.
Understood. Yeah. Thank you. Are there further comments by committee? We have a motion by Supervisor Alexander to accept the contract as expressed in item 15. Is there further comment? I would say that, like my colleagues, I have some unease existing regarding the choices before us. But I understand that this is the product of a process. And it's a process that our Parks Department was required to follow. Some refinements in that process may be a very good idea, but those are for future decision makers to make. Therefore, I'm just indicating the underlying reasons for my vote. Would you please call the roll?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Rainey?
No.
Saskunas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0, or 1 no. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. We now move on to item number 16. If you would read that, please.
From the interim fiscal and